to be in zero gravity and to move about. It's a little bit like swimming, even still easier. You're always at ease and you can always gently move around. Over. Because otherwise it would really get dirty here, like in your house. We are living here with six people, so if you live in your house with six people and you never clean, it also gets dirty, and then it would not be nice for the next crew to come. So we need to maintain the station for a long period of time, maybe 20 years. So cleaning is very important. Over. The most difficult jobs we do in the space station is spacewalks, but I have not done that. And the next difficult job is working with the robot arms. I've done already that, and there will be a very important task coming up in September when we will capture the Japanese cargo vehicle. Over. Oxygen supply can indeed be very dangerous. That's why we always treat oxygen with very much care. We don't special gloves that we wear when we work on oxygen lines, and we use special materials and tools when we work on oxygen lines. Over. All the space food, but I like especially the Japanese food and the European food. Over. Garbage in the ISS is stowed in small bags or in larger bags, depending what type of garbage, and then we stow it in the Progress or the ATV. These are transfer vehicles that bring goods to us in the ISS, and then when they return to dirty laundry are kept in special, what we call mesh bags, bags with very small holes. Still go out, and then whenever the Progress goes away, then it's also trashed and goes back to the Earth. Over. We are using Greenwich Mean Time on board of the ISS, and we go to bed and we get up according to the planning that is given to us by the ground. And we know that it's night because we switch off all the lights, and during the days we turn on all the lights. Over. I don't know an answer to that question, to be honest, because I don't snore on Earth, and I don't snore in, and I know nobody of my crewmates who is snoring at the moment, so I'm sorry I cannot answer that question. We are well equipped here to deal with most of the injuries or most of the diseases that one can get in. But if you would not be able to, then we can always move the vehicle and come back to Earth and land. Within 3 hours, we can be back on the ground. Over. We are making all kinds of experiments in the field of biology, material science, fluid science, medicine, and of course all to advance science and to advance future discoveries on the ground. Our mission is with six people to learn and to live in space and to prepare for future space exploration to the Moon and to Mars. Over. In order to relax, we have contact with the family, and we read emails, and sometimes we watch a movie. Over. The first thing that astonishes you the most is the most beautiful view from the Earth, but also the fact that the atmosphere is very thin and that our Earth is very fragile, so we need to take very good care of it. Over. No, we don't get really homesick in space. Of course, we miss our families, our wives, our kids. But we have a very good crew here, and we know that it's for 6 months, so we will be looking forward to see them again after the mission. Over. Thank you very much, and it was a pleasure to be with you and to talk to the kids. And thank you very much for all the very nice questions.